Other love and marriage, love and marriage.
Ryan and Heidi are newlyweds with a brand new baby boy. And Ryan's got questions. Lots of questions. Let's see if this one is grounds for divorce.
And of course, grounds for divorce brought to you by Adam. Facing divorce, don't take a chance with your future. Call Adam today, 248-356-ADAM. I heard you talking about this in the office. What's going on with you and Heidi?
Yeah, well, we got into it a little bit. We were going back and forth. What age is appropriate to take the baby swimming in the lake? I want to introduce him to the water right now.
Like this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
She says no way. She wants to wait until next year when he's one.
Why?
I think her thought on it is, well, she just doesn't think the lake's that clean, which I agree, whatever. It's a lake. We all know it. We all still swim in it.
Sure.
But I don't know. She just wants to wait a little bit, I guess, till he's a little bit older because it's 2 months. But I think that's fine enough to put him in the water.
248-398-9279 is her house phone. Who sides you in on this one?
Because I really think it, for her, she wants him to be like several months old, which by that time it's going to be, you know, fall or winter. So
you're not doing a polar plunge with the kid.
You don't
want
to throw him in the
January.
Water. So that's why she's saying next year. Just wait until next year when he's a little old. But I'm like, wow, come on. He's 2 months old. He's good to go right now.
He just spent 9 months swimming around in a pool. He'll be okay.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, and he takes baths. I pour water all over him.
Right. Which, by the way, you can take him inside the house. Hosing your kid off in the front lawn is weird.
But
it's another reason your neighbors don't talk to you.
So we kind of were going back and forth at it.
What age is appropriate to take the baby in the lake? Ryan wants to put him in a pond this weekend. Heidi's like, no, we need to wait until next year. Jim and Dexter builds up immunity.
Oh, yeah.
Does? I'm with you on this one, dude. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Bone said, start him off in a little pool in the backyard, then chuck him into the lake.
Okay.
Do
the John Wayne thing where you just grab him?
I can't swim, sir. Well, here's how you're going
to
learn.
Well, you're about to learn how to swim, Pilgrim. Just push him in there. 248-398-9279.
Our Let from South Lyon there, Texan, said, lake water's filthy and filled with poop, urine, mold, and all kinds of things the immune system is not prepared for. Absolutely no.
Ooh. Is that right? I mean, I know Metro Beach always has issues. We have certain beaches around here where we have issues where they get closed.
Right. I mean, the lake that we go on, that my mom lives on, has never been shut down because it's been nasty. But obviously, you know, people pee in it and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So.
And remember, like, when they measure, man, when they talk about fecal matter, I don't care what the amount is. If it's fecal, it matters. Hold on. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. So, grounds for divorce. What do you think about this? Is it too soon to put the kid in the water?
Hey, my neighbors, they just had a baby, and they had it on their boat. The baby was on the boat within 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Taking them for boat rides in the lake.
You got to get them out there, right?
Yeah. Okay. There ain't nothing wrong with it. Hey, turn them into a little fish early.
That's what I want to do. And he's already been on, I mean, he was a couple days old on boat ride. So he's good with that. He loves the boat.
Hold on a second. John, that's a good point. He said turn him a little fish early. What's the kid's name?
Finn.
What
look at that.
Literally in his name.
I didn't even think about that.
He's got to get in the water now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Synergy. Thank you, John. Have a good morning.
Yeah, and you too.
All right, bye.
That's actually very funny. I didn't think of that.
Finn. Shannon said my son was 3 months old. If it floats, it's good to go. I don't know what that means.
I think that, that's referring to something else.
248-398-9279 is our house phone. Ryan wants to take their kid, who's almost 3 months now, Finn, cute kid, in the lake this weekend. Get him used to the water. Heidi wants to wait a year.
I almost think the lake thing is better than putting him in a pool. Because Heidi was talking about that. She goes, we got a neighborhood, a pool in our neighborhood that we can use. But I'm like, I don't want to put him in chlorine. I'd rather put him in a natural lake.
Right.
A little water, get that in his system. That's how you become a Michigander.
You got a pool and a pond. The pond's nice, I think. That's how I'd go. Natural springs. That makes sense. Steve, how are you, bud?
Good. How about you guys?
Good, man. So what do you think?
Oh, I think it's great. When my kid was 15 months old, I had him up parasailing in Lake Havasu. It was 118 degrees, and they were dipping us in the water.
You had your kid parasailing at 15 months?
He was strapped to my belly. My wife had a heart attack in the boat, but it was all good.
That's cool.
Okay.
All right, that's cool.
So that's what you take Finn swimming now, but you hold off till next year for the parasailing.
Well, yeah, he's going to skydive at a year and a half. So.
Right. This is Ryan who gets nervous going off a big curb. So, all right, Steve, talk to you soon, bud.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Have a good morning.
You too,
Thank you.
What are you reading?
A lot of people, I mean, I'm just going through them. Absolutely not at 2 months, way too soon. Lake bacteria has been killing dogs, plus the sun and the heat. No way.
Hold on.
Yeah.
There is something to that, right? The whole idea, when the bacteria, the heat we've had.
Heats it all up and makes it.
Yeah, they're not wrong. They're not wrong. Hi, Bob.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You are, baby. What do you think?
I think as long as it's a smooth ride, yes, you can take the kid on out, make sure to protect it, very well equipped. But as telling your guy there, man, you know, you get mad at the baby, you shake them, and next thing you know it, the babysitter or you're going to jail for battling their brains. So if you go on those waves, they go bouncing this way and that way. Then that baby could have a little head trauma.
No. He's on a boat. Yeah, this is a lake. No, we're not doing that, man. Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for calling. Hold on. James, what do you think, bud?
Hey, I think it's a great idea to take him to the beach, put some sunscreen on him, put his feet in the water, and bring a little plastic bucket and a little shovel and help the little man build a sandcastle.
Hold on. We're talking about Finn, not Ryan. I know that's what we're going to do with Ryan on the weekend. We're talking about his son.
I love Ryan, too, but I think it's a good idea to introduce a baby to water. I mean, in Europe, they do it like day two they're born.
That's a good point. They put them right in there. Thank you, James.
Yeah. Okay. You guys have a good day.
You too, man. Appreciate you listening. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So what is the general?
I mean, it's kind of split down the middle. Here's one for it. Nephew has been in the lake since he was a day old, and he's broke all kinds of records in high school swimming. So I don't know.
So you're thinking this will get him a 4-year ride to Michigan if you put him in the lake this weekend?
Oh, I got a lot of plans for something like that. So
okay, yeah, I know.
He's the one who's supposed to make me rich, right?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Right here, man.
Yeah.
Rebecca.
Hi, good morning.
You have an idea for Ryan? Go ahead.
I do. So it's not like baby Finn's going to be out there swimming around by himself. You guys are going to be holding baby Finn. So I was just going to suggest taking him to a private beach, a more cleaner beach. And I actually have one in mind, if I'm allowed to say it. It's in Rochester. It's Thelma G. Spencer Beach. It's always clean, beautiful. So you could try something like that. I mean, as far as I know, they've never been shut down because of bacteria. It's beautiful. I take my son there.
Okay.
Thelma J. Spencer
Beach. Check that one out.
Okay.
Thelma G. Spencer
Thelma
Beach.
G. Spencer.
Yeah, it's like 19 and John R. area. Yep.
It's fancy though, right? It's very fancy.
It is very fancy, very clean.
Okay.
I just have this. I have this image of this lake filled with Perrier for some reason. I don't know why. All of a sudden, like it's just there's bubbles coming up. You know,
is this a Voss Water Lake? What are we
doing here? The Sani River is not as popular.
Baby Finn will be swimming in style.
There you go.
Nice.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the tip, Rebecca.
Absolutely. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye. Oh, there's a lot of text messages coming in. We want to hear from you. So you and Heidi are talking about this. You want to put Finn, your kid who's almost 3 months old, in the lake this weekend.
Yeah.
Introduce him to the water. Heidi wants you to wait till next year.
Right.
Okay. Who's right? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. How you feeling? You're kind of looking at the text messages. Are you? Is it right down the middle?
I mean, it's honestly really split down the middle. People are...
And now,
back to Grounds for Divorce with resident young guy Ryan in Big Jim's house.
And, of course, brought to you by the American Divorce Association. For men facing divorce, call the expert attorneys at Adam, 248-356-ADAM.
Real quick, somebody goes, Grounds for Divorce is playing that Billy Joel song after that discussion.
I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to say anything. Oh, you saw me look up and went, oh, yeah. Probably not the best song to play.
Damn it.
So here's a question. You and Heidi are having a little scrap about this. Your son, Finn, if you guys don't know, cutest kid in the world.
Thank you.
Almost 3 months. You got to put that picture up.
Yes, I will. I'll put it up on our Facebook here in a minute.
But you guys want to put him in the lake this weekend. Take him swimming. Introduce him to the water. Well, you do.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Heidi?
No. She wants to wait till he's a little bit older, but by the time he'll be ready, she thinks is next summer. Because, you know, we're not going to throw him in November.
So you got to wait a year.
Yeah.
Is that the right move? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-WCSX. What do you think? Who's riding this one, Ryan or Heidi? I think you're losing this one.
Yeah, I'm starting to agree with you there. It's starting to turn against me here.
Yeah, you're seeing more and more people saying, like, it's not worth it. Ed at GLR, our buddy Ed, said, just put him in the toilet bowl and see if he likes it. Then you'll know.
Well, he loves baths, so he likes the water, and I splash water in his face.
I think Ed's sort of trying to explain to you what it's like in some of the lakes right now. 248-398-9279. All of my kids were in the water between 3 and 6 weeks old. My 3-week-old, we took out on the pontoon all the time. You have to trust the person that's driving the boat not to drive like an idiot. Well, yeah, but on the water, you've been out on the boat with him.
He's been out on the boat since we brought him home. Yeah,
absolutely.
I want to get him used to being out on a boat, that's for sure, because that's, you know, that's our weekends in the summer.
Yeah, this kid, Finn already wears a trucker hat and listens to Blake Shelton on the boat. So, yeah, he's 100% in.
Well, he's going
to
wakeboard next year. I said, as soon as he can walk, he's getting out on a board.
His first words will be, my name is Kid Rock. He'll yell those out.
Hey, then, yeah.
I'm on a boat!
Never forget.
Get careful. 248-398-9279. Finn has immunity from Heidi because of breastfeeding. Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how long. Does that, like, last? Because she's done with that now.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Tell everybody that, yeah. She stopped doing that.
So are you putting, like, creamer in your coffee now? Sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Milkshakes aren't the same.
See, why would you do that?
White Russians don't taste good.
Stop. Jeff's like, why did I call? Jeff, good morning.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, man. So what do you think?
Hey, I had a four-year-old. Or not a four-year-old. I got with the lady, and she had like a four-year-old on the kind of. And he was so scared of the water. And it took me like 6 months to get him used to the water. Put him in early. That's the best thing. And to go to a pool, that chlorine don't hurt the kid at all. So
okay.
That's what I learned. I took him in the pool. So
thank you, bud. Right. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, man. Yep. Take it easy.
You too. Bye.
That's what I keep thinking. I got to talk to my brother and sisters about this because I got, you know, 8 or 10 nieces and nephews. And they all have grown up at my parents' house on the lake. And I don't remember what age we put them in the water, but they're all, you know, very comfortable around water and know what to do in certain situations. That's how I want to get Finn that way.
I was trying to find. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I was trying to find the John Wayne clip. I know we had it somewhere.
Oh, we got it somewhere.
You got that one. If you guys don't know, there's this movie with John Wayne where the kid, like, why aren't you out there? I don't know how to swim. And he just grabs a kid and throws him in the water. Just chucks him in there.
That's how you learn how to swim, baby.
You're going to swim now, pilgrim. Wah-ha-ha.
Kick and punch, kick and punch.
Yeah. Mike, how are you, bud?
Great. Morning.
Good morning.
Question for you.
Shoot.
Are you going to wait a year before you put the kid in the bathtub? What's the difference? You're not going to free range him, just throw him in the lake and let him swim around. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, no, I just, you know, walk him in slowly and get him used to it.
Right.
Kicking his feet and all that good stuff.
So what's the difference between that and you putting him in the bathtub? You're not going to wait a year to put him in the bathtub, right?
No, we've already done that, yeah. I think she's more concerned about I don't know, like the lake itself.
Bacteria the, with all this heat
the
stuff
water
like that.
In the lake, yeah.
Yeah, that I think that's more of a safety thing, Mike. That's what they're concerned about.
Well, no. What it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, for God's sakes. We grew up swimming in Lake St. Clair when they were telling the mercury scares. I don't have a foot growing out of my forehead.
I like you, Mike. You're awesome, man. Have a good day, bud.
Take care.
Bye.
Gosh, I can hear those people. Yeah, the same people. We used to go swimming in the Detroit River. You come out with film all over you. You're
right.
Fine.
Yeah. If you didn't look like residue from taco meat when you came out of the Detroit River,
if
there was nothing going
glowing,
on.
You glowing. You didn't have the time of your life.
I called it the Fermi flash, man. I get out of there looking good. So, what are you thinking?
I mean, honestly, most people know how I go with these, where I side with Heidi, but this is one that, do I really want to push it? And, you know, I don't know, she might be going shopping, maybe I'll get him used to it then. He can't tell her that he went yet, right?
Why don't you spin around on the chair, because you just talked yourself in a circle. What the hell did you just say?
I don't know.
What
I
the
don't
hell
know.
Was that? Okay, are you going to take the kid in the lake or not this weekend?
I'm going to try to. We'll see if I get shut down. But I'm going to try.
Are there little pockets for syrup underneath that shirt? Because you're waffling right now. What the hell are you doing? You're going
to
try.
I'm going to try. I really want to. I want to get him going. But
it's a no. It's a no.
I tried to get him on the tube last weekend. Heidi wouldn't let me. I'm like, Papa will drive nice and safe. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll sit there with him.
You take him in slowly. Slowly.
Yeah.
A little bit at a time. The same way your friends introduce you to bazookies. You go a little slowly and you come back out. You go a little slowly and back out.
Funny thing is.
What's that?
Same risks when it comes to that place in a lake. Let me tell you.
Nah, I think the lake's probably. Never mind. Okay. So what we learned this morning is the kid's not going to the water this weekend. Because I know what happened last Saturday. And I won't say it on the air out of respect to you. But I know what happened last weekend.
I owe her a weekend.
Oh, you owe her a year, dude. A decade. I think the entire 2030s are Heidi's. You may get a shot.